This is Dr. Ali Rickettinger. He's the physical patient name Brown, BROWN, Marion, MARIAN, date of birth 10/9/1939, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 8/23/2023. History of present illness. This is a 83-year-old female. She was admitted to University of Maryland Hospital. Patient presented with a presyncope. Patient has a known history of hypothyroidism, BPPV, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, TAVR, diabetes, CVA in the past, peripheral arterial disease, and dual antiplatelet therapy. Presented to emergency room feeling dizzy. Syncope feel like fainting. She has a syncope episode while using the toilet. Patient was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation. It was thought to be syncope due to vasovagal reaction and orthostatic hypotension. She was given IV fluids. She improved. Repeat echo unchanged from the previous. She also has a low BMI due to poor oral intake. She has a esophageal dysmotility and esophagram. She says the food did not taste good. She was maintained on Ensure, folate, multivitamins, and regular PR and for nausea, uncontrolled hypothyroidism, with elevated TSH, levothyroxine dose adjusted from 50 to 62.5 mcg. She was managed for hypovolemic hyponatremia. Pancytopenia remained stable. Patient has aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, and dual antiplatelet therapy. They were recommended total 6 months to stop on her birthday. Flavage to be stopped on birthday, but continue aspirin indefinitely. Patient was stabilized and the PTOT done. They sent the patient to the rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, feeling weak and tired, complaining of low back pain, but no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Next, in past medical history, Paget's disease, hypertension, multinodular goiter, hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, aortic stenosis, sinus bradycardia, status post transthyretic aortic valve replacement, venous insufficiency, acute and chronic vertigo, peripheral vascular disease, surgical history, history of thyroidectomy, endoscopy, colon, history of heart catheterization, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs, allergy not known, rural system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, low back pain, genitourinary, no urinary symptom, endocrine for uniparadipsia, constitutional generalized weakness and pain in the low back, especially when she sits on the chair, tailbone hurt. Medication upon discharge. Aspirin 81 mg daily, Pepcid 20 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, metoclopramide 5 mg, metoclopramide 5 mg BID, multivitamin daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, levothyroxine 125 mcg daily. Advised to take levothyroxine 125 half tablet, levothyroxine 125 mcg half tablet daily, Clopalavix 75 mg daily, aspirin daily, Fenacart 8.6 mg daily, she was used to take at home amlodipine and lisinopril that was stopped because of hypotension. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Oriented time 3. She looks cachectic and malnourished. Blood pressure 110 over 68, pulse 80, temperature 8.0, 98.0, respiration 18, headed mechanomophoric, eyes anectaric, no ear near the discharge, throat, no exudate, neck, supple, no GVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no vision, heart, testinus 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, reentry time 3, she's generalized weakness, and she's malnourished and cataptic. Back, I look at the low back area with the nurse in the room, no redness, no swelling, and no skin break noted. Assessment, patient is admitted with a recent syncopal episode, secondary to orthostatic and vasovagal, and hypotension, improved with IV hydration, and in the setting of hypertensive medication, they were stopped. Next line, uncontrolled hypothyroidism. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, cataplexy of the malnutrition. Next line, hypovolemia, hyponatremia with improvement, pancytopenia, anemia. Next line, hypoglycemia episode resolved. History of hypertension, type 2 diabetes, diet controlled, current A1C in April was 5.0, history of chronic constipation, maintenance laxative, aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, AVRs, on dual antiplatelet therapy, aspirin and Plavix, Plavix to be stopped on her birthday. We'll continue all her current medication, PTOT, follow lab, and codes, capital C, capital O, capital D, capital E code, status discussed with the patients and her family at the bedside also. Patient alert, you enter M3, patient wants to be full code, antibiotic, yes, blood transfusion, yes, G2 feeding, yes, hemodialysis, yes, all the hospital level care, the need to be transferred to the hospital, yes, new most form assigned by me, send of medication.